Jenna from Facebook, what is disability insurance and why would a healthy married couple only 26 years old need it? Disability insurance pays you an income in the event that you become disabled. And if you are 30 years old, you are 12 times more likely to become disabled than to die by age 65. And yet you would never consider walking around without life insurance. If your husband is in a car wreck and is hit by an uninsured drunk driver and loses his ability to work due to injuries, and there's no one to pay him, no one to sue, then you're stuck because he can't work. And you're working, obviously, but you lose his income. If you work outside the home, and the same thing happened to you, your family would lose your income. And so you've got to make sure that your income is replaced in the event of disability. You can get between 50 and 75% of your pay in disability coverage, and you only want long-term disability. Short-term is not needed. Short-term is your emergency fund, and you're out of debt, and you have control. That's not the problem. The problem is if, you know, he's paraplegic in a wheelchair from 26 years old to age 65. That's the problem. And that creates a financial hardship that's unbelievable. And, you know, you can't get much more insurance than 50 to 75% of your income. And really, that's about what your take-home pay after taxes is anyway. So it's not too far off of replacing your income. If you do not have an earned income, for instance, my wife is a full-time mom and does not have an earned income, then she would not qualify for disability insurance. So were she to become disabled, we do not have disability insurance on her. We certainly do on me. And there are income caps. They won't insure but so much income. They don't want to insure a huge income. And the disability insurance will be based on as much what you do for a living as how healthy you are. So, in other words, if you're in a blue-collar setting where you use your hands, you're at much higher risk than if you fly a desk every day. And so you're going to have a much higher rate. You're much better off to buy disability insurance through your work or through some kind of an association if you can get it that way. And two last things about disability. You need to look and see if it doesn't have some kind of own occupation clause. That's called own OC for short, which means if you can't do your occupation, by definition, you are disabled. Let me give you an example. I wouldn't be substantially physically disabled if I lost my voice, but I'm a speaker, I'm a radio host and a television host, and I obviously couldn't function in my job, and so by definition, I couldn't do my own occupation, and I would be disabled by the definition of my policy, because I have an own OC for the first 2 years of disability in my particular policy. And so for 2 years, if I can't do my own occupation, I am disabled, I would receive payment. After that, if I'm able-bodied, so to speak, and can do other things, then I would have to do those because my payments would stop. So like a voice loss, as an example, would be there. So you look for own OC. And then lastly, the other definition that you need to know when buying disability is the elimination period. The elimination period is the time between your doctor declaring you disabled and you starting to receive payments. If you have a 90-day elimination period, it's 3 months before you start receiving payment from the time you're formally declared disabled. The longer the elimination period, it's like a deductible, the bigger the deductible. In other words, if it's going to be 6 months, 180-day elimination period, before you get money, that's going to be a lot cheaper policy than a 3-month. 3 months is pretty standard. And if you want less than that, that's like trying to get a $100 deductible on your car insurance or something. You don't want to do that. It's going to drive your premiums way, way up. So, in short, Jenna, it's a great question. And some of the saddest financial situations I have seen are disabilities, not death. Certainly death is very, very sad. But my family would be a whole lot better off financially if I die than if I become disabled. Because I got a lot of life insurance and I can only get a little bit of disability insurance compared to my income and financial status. And so, you know, that just kind of puts me in danger. But, but yeah, is that you need disability insurance. If there's any way you can get it, any way you can afford it, it needs to be part of your financial plan. Because you just don't want to get in a position that you're not able to work and try to live off the government. That'll be a long, long life. This is the Dave Ramsey Show.